The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Hi everyone, it's Tom Sohn, and it feels like ages since I did one of these, but welcome to another episode of The Anonymous Landlord, and I'm live on my page and I'm live on my Facebook profile as well. And I just wanted to say that if we do go into lockdown, which is highly likely given the latest noise coming from the government, looks like it's going to be announced tonight. If we do go into lockdown, I just wanted you all to know that it doesn't change your property plan. It doesn't change your property investment plan. It only changes your timescales. And I wanted to talk through a few ideas on how you can work out your costs and your risks if you are currently trying to invest in property. And also how much longer it's going to take to achieve your plan. So if you're currently working through a property investment goal or a property investment plan, then do let me know. Hit the like button below or the heart button there just to let me know that you're currently trying to invest in property in 2021, and you're thinking, no, we're going to go into lockdown again. What's that going to cost me? What am I going to do? So, look, if you have a plan and you're working through it, then like I say, it does look like lockdown's going to be announced. And it doesn't change your plan. It definitely doesn't change your goal. So don't be put off. And remember, what I always say, you've just got to turn it into numbers, because numbers are so much less scary. And work out how much it's going to cost you and how long that's going to take. And here's how you work it out. So we'll start from the beginning, right? So it might just take you a little bit longer to find a property. There's a pretty simple one. And what does that mean to you in terms of costs and risks? Well, it just means that your money's going to be sat in the bank for a little bit longer. So it's not actually costing you money, but it's also not making you money. So you could count that as a bit of a loss. How much money could you have made from that money sat in the bank? It's like putting a bet on, isn't it? If you put a bet on and it doesn't actually cost you the amount that you could have won, it costs you the amount that you've bet, right? So it's like in money sitting in your bank. It's not costing you money as such. It's just not making you money. So yeah, it might take you a little bit longer to find a property, and that's because less properties come to the market, less people are selling because they're all uncertain about what's going to happen. There might be people that have to self-isolate because of COVID, which means that they can't then put their property on the market, or it means that you can't get round viewing properties because of the same reason. So yeah, it just might take you a little bit longer to do that. It might also, if you're currently buying a property, it might take you a little bit longer to complete on your purchase. Is anybody going through a purchase right now? Is anybody in that legal process where you've had an offer accepted, you're trying to get it completed? Anybody doing that right now? Let me know. Just hit the like or make a comment somewhere below. But yeah, it might take you a little bit longer to complete the property purchase. Again, your money's going to be sat in the bank. And whilst that's not directly costing you money, it's also not making you money that you could have had. I would see that as a loss, personally. If I was going to, you know, set to make a few hundred pound a month, but it's going to take me longer to complete that purchase, I would see that as a loss. Hi, Kirsty. Thanks for the wave. Anyway, but then there are some other costs. If your purchase takes a bit longer to go through, you might have to pay a little bit more money to extend the mortgage offer. Now, that's not in all cases, but sometimes mortgage lenders will charge you to extend the offer. It might also cost you an extra valuation or survey, because again, the mortgage lender might insist on a revaluation if it's taking longer to go through. There is also, if it takes longer to complete a sale, a purchase, there's also more chance of a sale falling through because the vendor might have to pull out. Maybe they lose the place they're going to buy and move into. But remember this, you are in a great position as a property investor because you've got no chain behind you. So if you've done a lot of that legal work already, you're in a really strong position. Here's a quick tip. Let your vendor or let the person know who you're buying from. Let them know that you're sticking with them no matter what. Give them a bit of confidence that they're not going to lose you, because that then gives them the power to go to the place that they're buying and say, look, my buyer has said to me, they're not pulling out, they're sticking with it. Gives them a bit of confidence, but it also gives the agent a bit of confidence. If you're buying through an agent, give them some confidence too about you not pulling out. You're in a good position there. Okay, so let's say you've completed your purchase and then we go into lockdown. There's a load of completions that are going to happen today and tomorrow. And if then we get a lockdown announced and you're going to do a refurbishment on that property, that might also take you a little bit longer. Because obviously there's a lot of different contractors involved in a refurbishment. You've got electricians and plumbers and builders and decorators and all those different people. Now, if one of those is held up, the chances are it's going to hold up a lot more of the refurbishment process. If you think about it, if an electrician can't get in and do his work, then the chances are the decorator can't get in and do his work, or the builder can't do their work, or whatever, whatever, whatever. You get what I'm saying. So it just might take a little bit longer. So what is the direct cost involved in that? Well, if you own that property, then you've got mortgage payments to make, if you bought it with a mortgage, that is. I don't know why, if you didn't buy it with a mortgage, you're crazy. But anyway, you've got mortgage payments to make. You'll also have insurance payments to make, utilities to pay for, which is weird because if no one's living in the property, weirdly enough, you still have an electricity cost and a gas cost and all of those things. But you've also got council tax to pay as well. And this is where you need to work out your actual risk and then turn it into numbers. Because remember, numbers just aren't scary. If you've got risks of things like bad tenants and costs and fees and charges and all of that, they seem scary. Turn it into a number, not so scary. And it's not necessarily a loss, it's just a risk, right? You're not going to lose money as long as you account for it at the beginning. And that's the key here. And it just also means that your money's tied up a little bit longer. Because remember, if the refurbishment can't go ahead, then the chances are you're not going to pay for it either. So all you're really going to lose is the amount of time you're owning that property without any return on that investment, right? So mortgage payments, insurance payments, utility payments, council tax, anything like that that's going to cost you any money, just work out how much longer it's going to take. And I'll come back to that in a second, because also once you've done that refurbishment, it might take you a bit longer to sell the property. So there could be a number of reasons for that. Obviously, the sale market might go a bit slow if there's a lockdown. Of course, we can't be viewing properties and estate agents can't go around valuing properties and all of those things if there's a national lockdown or any lockdown. So the sale market might be slower. There'll be less viewers. There'll be less buyers. But also mortgage lenders might tighten their belts a little bit, meaning that they might withdraw from a lot of mortgage offers if you go into lockdown. And it's all because of uncertainty. And I get it. A mortgage lender is a business. They're just protecting their risk too. And it's the uncertainty which is smashing us all to bits. So, hey, look, has anybody just completed a refurbishment and they're going to put property back on the market? Hit like, just let me know. I love it as well when you hit like, because all the money, the flashing up of the symbols goes all over my screen. That was easy to say. Anyway, right. So, yeah, there might just be less buyers, tougher for buyers to buy the property as well. If it does take longer to sell that property, then you need to know exactly what it's going to cost you. And like I said earlier on, you've got mortgage payments, you've got insurance payments, utility payments, council tax. How much is that actually going to cost? So do you think it's going to be 6 months, right? Let's just put some numbers down here. Do you think it's going to be 6 months to longer to resell that property? Great. Let's work on 6 months for now. That's our risk. Now let's turn it into numbers. So let's say you've got 6 months of mortgage payments on that property that you own, and that's £300 a month, and that's 6 months worth of mortgage payments, 1,800 quid on mortgage payments that you need to account for. You've probably got insurance payments, £20 a month over 6 months, that's another 120 quid. You've probably got utility costs, let's just say 50 quid a month over 6 months, that's another £300 that you need to account for as your risk. And you might have then council tax cost, 100 quid a month for 6 months, another £600. So all in all, what we've done is we've worked out what our risk is, and it might take 6 months longer to sell that property once you've done the refurbishment. Hopefully you can get the refurbishment done. What's that going to cost? Well, it's a total of 2,800 quid, there or thereabouts, right? So now you know, you've completed the refurbishment, your risk, if this pandemic and this lockdown is going to cause your sale to take 6 months longer, you now know, okay, that could cost me 2,800 quid. It might not, but it might. And if you know that at the beginning, when it actually happens, it's not so scary, right? Because it's just a number and you've already prepared for that number at the beginning. So yeah, 2,800 quid if it takes an extra 6 months to sell. I mean, that's pretty bad. If it takes 6 months to sell, let's say if it takes 12 months to sell. Now that's scary. It's 5,600 quid. Now, that is saying if it's going to take 12 months longer to sell your property, you need to account for 5,600 quid. The chances are of that happening are very, very small. But if it does happen, you are prepared for it. But let's say you've done your refurbishment and you intend to rent this property out. Well, it's the same. You just need to know how long it could take to rent that property out. And what does that look like as a number? Ignore the actual risk. Ignore the fear of, oh my God, it's going to be there empty and I'm going to have to make loads of mortgage payments. I'm going to have to make loads of insurance payments and utility payments and council tax. It's all going to cost me loads of money and I'm not going to have anything left. That's scary. Just turn it into a number. And look, letting a property is a lot faster than selling a property. Because when you sell a property, you've got to put it on the market for a few months. And then you've got to sell, get a sale agreed. And then it takes another few months to go through. But letting a property is much more fluid, much faster. So let's just say it's going to be 3 months longer to rent the property out, find a tenant and move them in. So that's only going to be about 1,400 quid. So now it's not so scary, right? 1,400 quid extra that it's going to cost you in mortgage, insurance, utilities, council tax, all those things. So now we can work out how long that's going to take to pay you back. For an example, if you're going to lose 1,400 quid because it's taken an extra few months to rent that property out, but you're making 500 quid a month in profit, then just remember, it's just going to take you 3 months to pay that back to yourself. Now it's not so scary. Yes, we might go into lockdown. Yes, you might think, no, how is my property plan, my investment plan, going to move forward now we're in a lockdown? I'm just trying to let you know that don't worry, stick to your plan, because the only thing that changes is the time scale. Your actual property plan doesn't change. Your goal doesn't change, just the time it takes to get there. That's all. But the beauty of it is that you will still achieve your goal, because that's the beauty of investing in property. You will always own that asset and there will always be a need for property, because you're not going to... You know, look, let's face it, you're going to always have that property and that will always have a value. And it's very rare that the value of that property will drop below what you can pull back out of it. That is rare. Now, it is a risk. Of course, it's a risk. But that's investing. You invest in anything and there's a risk. But try to remember that it is just numbers. And if you know that number beforehand, and I urge you to work it out tonight, because I think we're probably going to go into a full lockdown. So work out your risk. If you're currently going through a property investment plan, doesn't matter whether you are trying to find your first investment property or an investment property, or you've got an investment property and it's currently going through the legal process, or you've just completed on an investment property and you're refurbishing that property, Or if you've done all of that and you're trying to resell it or you're trying to let it out. Work out that number tonight. How long could it take for you to get that return on investment? And what is the cost? Turn it into a number and then it's not so scary. And remember it like this. If that number is, I don't know, 2,800 quid that you could lose, but you're going to make 20 grand in profit because you're going to resell it, or you're going to make £500 a month in rent profit because you're going to rent it out, then work out how long it's going to take you to get that money back. Simple as that. So remember, if you're going to invest in property, then your plans and goals don't change. Stick with your plan and goal because property is an awesome investment. All right, I'm a little bit biased, but you know what? I also invest a lot of money in stocks and shares, and that's a great investment. That's good fun, but I still prefer property. I still see property as a safer, more profitable investment if you do it correctly. But hey, I'll love to have a conversation with people about that. But work out the risk, turn it into a number because the numbers are less scary. And I hope that helps. And I'm back into it now. So I've taken a couple of weeks off, as you probably noticed, just to spend some time with the family and have a bit of a laugh as much as you can whilst we're in. It was a Christmas lockdown, wasn't it? It was good fun, though. I still had a great time. My kids loved it. And I hope you guys did, too. But now we're into 2021. I've got some brilliant plans for everybody. And I'm going to be giving everybody as much as I possibly can for free. So hope that helps. And good luck with everything. If you need any advice, then send me an email, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk, and we'll book in a discovery call, which is totally free. It's just a half an hour call, which lets me discover what your problem is, and then lets you discover what my solution would be. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.